I think the best judge time to make a judgment is to see the outcome of what they pledge, if there is any change. I'm skeptical, to be honest.
That's Marilyn Williams. Earlier this year, she submitted to the federal government months' worth of data she compiled from an Office of Civil Rights data report on minority student performance in Hillsborough County. In June, she got word that they were going to look into it. Now, the district is planning on implementing a program that will create a team of educators in every high school and 24 middle schools established to help minority males do better in school and get in trouble less. Doretha Edgecombe is a Hillsborough County School Board member.
I can think of it kind of a triage, if you will, a group of people who are going to be working with these students, supporting them, providing them skills, giving them the opportunities to be successful, being their point of contact in the school, monitoring those students. It's going to be their circle of success that we hopefully that students will be able to come to when there are problems and challenges, and that those teams of people in within the school can respond immediately to support those students.
The Hillsborough School District is joining 59 others in supporting America's Great City Schools' pledge with 11 specific actions. Those start with preschool and include keeping data to monitor progress, reducing absences, suspensions, and expulsions, and increasing the number of African American and Hispanic males who fill out financial aid forms for college. Edgecombe says part of that process will also include speaking directly with the students to identify and solve problems.
It helps them to know how to translate them from what they know and how they know to survive, maybe in the streets or on the streets or in their neighborhoods or even in their homes, and transfer those same skills to the classroom. And I'm not sure that they know that. So that's one of the things that I really want to see happen. How do we take part of their world and turn it around to make it a better world for them in the future?
Williams, the activist who prompted a federal investigation into whether or not the district is discriminating against minorities, says the school board has tried to do this before, and it didn't go so well. Based on the data she compiled, more minority students are suspended than the percentage that are enrolled in schools. Here's what that means.
The first school, 20% of their pupil enrollment is Black, whereas Blacks, students represent 35% of in-school suspensions in that school and 47% of out-of-school suspensions in that school. And even more egregious than those percentages, they have 1,237 students enrolled, yet they have 1,763 students that have been suspended. So that means that there's, some students are being suspended multiple times.
She also cites abysmal graduation rates. Just over half of minority students graduate. That may not sound too bad, but what parents don't know is that of those who graduate, not all of them are getting an actual diploma. She looked at one graduating class's FCAT scores from 10th grade on. Only 29% of them were able to read at or above grade level and didn't pass the mandatory standardized test. That means instead of getting a diploma, those students walk away from graduation with a certificate of attendance.
And with the certificate of attendance, you're not eligible for college. You're not eligible for attendance in a community college. There are vocational schools that you cannot get into. You're not even eligible to enroll in the military.
Williams says she wants the district to recognize that there is a problem. Even with this pledge, she worries leaders still aren't doing that. But Hillsborough County School Board member Edgecombe says they are.
The pledge is the first step. It is our public announcement that, one, we are aware of the problems. Two, we accept some responsibility for some of the things that are occurring to keep these young men from being successful. But the most powerful part of this is that we're going to take these words, put them into actions that we're going to monitor, beef up, change, add power to in order for them to be successful.